We have news on an exciting new project. It's called Our Futures, and it comes from RNIB Northern Ireland, who are working in collaboration with Guide Dogs in Northern Ireland, and it's all around young people. Now, to tell us more, we have Rosie Dempsey from RNIB in Northern Ireland.
Thank you very much, Alan. Yeah, it came about really because in RNIB in Northern Ireland, we have been working with young people for a long time and they have been giving us their really valuable feedback on the services that we're providing and the support that they need in the future. And as things change, support needs change as well. So what happened was we were working with Guide Dogs in Northern Ireland, who provide specialist support to children and young people around their mobility and independence and life skills, which is really complementary to the youth work that we were doing with young people and helping young people to access support services out in the community. It was very exciting actually, because for the first time, the young people were really taking the lead in designing the project. So rather than just being us going, here's what we think you need, do you agree? It was more like, what support would you like to see and how would you like it to be put together? So we did a number of focus groups with young people, and one of them was at our youth club in Banbridge, which Nathan attends, and many other young people. We also did focus groups across Northern Ireland and a survey for families who weren't able to take part, or young people who weren't able to take part in the focus group. We asked the parents just on their views. So you can imagine that they maybe wanted young people to have more skills in housework that maybe the young people themselves, like many of us would think, well, you know, it would be nice not to to have to do that. All joking aside, it was very much an opportunity for young people to design and put this project together. So one of the things that young people told us is that it was a struggle to participate in some mainstream activities, not because services or youth clubs or anything out in the local community didn't want to include them, but maybe that they didn't know how and they were a bit afraid about providing support. So this project hopes to help young people, you know, to achieve successful transitions in their lives. So whether that would be from primary to secondary school, from secondary school into further education or higher education, or maybe into employment or apprenticeships, and also to be confident in living with their sight loss condition, and also to explain to people about their eye condition in a confident way. So the project will help with and give advice on assistive technology, education, employment. The Guide Dogs partnership will help with the mobility and independent living skills. So that could be support with self-care, cooking, managing money, and support into employment on the mobility side of things. And then finally, young people will gain the skills to advocate for themselves, to speak for themselves, and that could be both online and offline.
So this is a four-year project funded by the lottery. Congratulations on the award for that.
We were very grateful to the National Lottery Community Fund for funding this four-year project. It's really exciting that we have this opportunity. We will be working with 200 young people over 4 years. So as you can imagine, it will be very targeted. And even down to the steering group of the project, they will be in the lead as well.
Now, joining Rosie, we do have Nathan with us. What's it like being involved in this and really being asked for your opinions right from the very start?
Something definitely quite new. I've never been involved in something like this to this level. So I've just gone to uni, obviously, current situations with COVID and stuff. The transport issue would be a big problem. I'm currently in a course in Coleraine. So transport will be, be a big factor in my next few years, in addition to independent, but also in the home as well, whenever I'm at Coleraine, just kind of like, you know, learning how to cook, going to get groceries and stuff like that.
Was it important to you that the project gave you the tools to deal with these rather than being led by others?
Yes, because someone who maybe has an idea about the problems that young people are, difficulties young people face in sight loss, may not necessarily see some things as important as other things, whereas young people, the people who are actually having these problems and difficulties, will be able to say, okay, that's the problem. This is how we can kind of sort it or suggest ways to deal with it. So it's a lot more informed, I would say.
Rosie, this is a four-year project. It's literally just getting off the ground. So if people would like to find out more information or get in touch to chat about it, what's the best way to do that?
Yes, so the project will actually begin properly in January 2021. But in the meantime, if you would like information about the project and what we're doing and everything like that, you can contact our main mailbox for children, young people and families at RNIB, which is cypf@rnib.org.uk. And that is actually manned by staff across the UK, including staff in Northern Ireland and the children's team as well. So you will get straight through to advice there. And then also you can call our helpline on 0303 123 9999.
Best of luck with the project, Rosie. Nathan, let's hope you get a lot from this as well. And thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.